This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy. Welcome to the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part four of Sheish, or Linen. In the teaching, I will continue from a pre-recorded teaching we did earlier this year with Batya Bat Levi of Levi's Linen, as she shares with you about the health properties and the practical uses of linen.
There are many studies that have been done on various other fabrics. Of course, we have the man-made fabrics that have polyester, that are polyester, viscose. All these fibers that are man-made fibers, and they're synthetic. Well, I'm not sure that many people realize that these, especially polyester, is nothing more than recycled plastic.
Right.
And why would we want to be wearing plastic on our bodies if we can help it? Sometimes we can't help it. Sometimes, you know, your work may require you to wear a certain uniform, and you can't help it. But what you could do is perhaps wear something linen underneath, like a barrier underneath, so that the linen is actually on your body versus like your polyester work shirt, you know, that you may be required to wear. I know various occupations require that you wear uniforms, but there are things that you can do to kind of help offset that. And, you know, and we understand that. So that's the reason I think the Father gives us this understanding about linen, so that we can at least put the linen next to our bodies whenever possible. And linen in hot weather, we've talked about this, people dressed in linen clothing have found that they have a lower skin temperature than others wearing silk or cotton garments. So anyway, so we're talking about how linen clothing lowers your skin temperature. It's also interesting that it works in the reverse in cold weather, because it actually provides warmth in cold weather. Linen and flax have been known to have restorative properties. And linen also is naturally antibacterial and antifungal. That means it has exceptional hygienic properties. And it's a perfect choice for undergarment, clothing, diapers, etc. Because think about, let's take ourselves back to the time when they were in the temple, and back in those days didn't have showers and baths available like we have today. And Father knew exactly what he was doing when he told them to wear the linen undergarments and to wear the linen, because he knew it would help keep things clean and keep the body clean, because it was more hygienic and it wasn't going to harbor infection or to harbor viruses and germs, things like that, that can get into the body and onto the skin. You know, that's just another example of how the Father knew exactly what he was talking about. And now science is proving, is continuing to prove that. You know, a lot of people who are allergic to various other types of fabrics are not allergic to linen, because linen is so compatible with the human cellular structure. Linen in the medical field has been used as sutures inside for surgical settings. And so linen, because linen will dissolve inside the body when it's used as sutures in for surgery. And it's still, linen is still used today many times. Not as much, they're doing other things with, you know, various things that the medical field has come up with. But when was just reading somewhere that they are still using, in certain instances, they're still using linen sutures. And that's why they at least recognize the fact that it's going to dissolve in the body, and that it's very compatible with the cellular structure of the human body. So when we're talking about linen in the medical setting, one of the things that we can look at when you're wearing linen, many folks who are in the medical setting or in healthcare are exposed to various superbugs, and they're becoming more and more prominent these days. Because they've mutated, they've become, you know, they get to where they're not responding to antibiotics, because we have a culture, a lot of folks are taking more antibiotics and they're more readily available than they used to be in years past. And there are more varieties of antibiotics and things out there. For a medical worker to be able to wear linen in the fields, a lot of folks wear scrubs and things like that. If they were to wear scrubs out of linen, they would have the benefit of having a fabric on them that is antibacterial and antifungal, which would help repel some of these superbugs. Instead of it getting on them, it's actually going to protect them. It's that, there again, we're talking about that layer of protection that the Father gives us when we're wearing the linen. And I believe the Father is all about protecting us and keeping us pure and keeping us safe from the things that could harm us. And I see that as I understand, when we start understanding about linen and the properties of linen and the science that has proven what the Father has said to be true. So we're talking about that with the medical field. So that makes a perfect scrub or thing to wear in the medical field. And I wear that when I'm working too, because I work in the medical field as well. And the other thing that we can talk about too, because we're talking about restoring, part of the restorative properties of linen makes it an excellent choice for sheets pillowcases and sleepwear, your body loves having the linen on it, so it responds really well. And because it's got that 5,000 signature frequency, it actually helps promote healing. I've come across many studies to where cancer patients, they have put cancer patients in and done several things, but one of the things that they did in their treatment plan was to put them in all linen and bed sheet and their linen, and I mean their, you know, their sheets and their pillowcases were all linen. So they're wearing linen constantly, and that was part of the protocol of the treatment plan that they're using for some of these cancer patients, and I found that just to be fascinating. Then I've come across other research that has indicated in the medical field, it's very common to have bed sores for patients that are total care. A total care patient is a patient that is unable to move themselves, and they have to rely on the caregiver, whether that be a nurse or an aide or a family member. They have to rely on that person to move them and to rotate them and to turn them because, you know, the pressure builds up and it starts to break the skin down, and that's where you get the bed sores from. In Japan, they did a study, and they conducted using linen sheet on hospital beds and using regular sheets on hospital beds. The research found that the patients on the linen sheets did not get bed sores, but the patients on the regular sheet did. There again, you're looking at a fabric that has all these properties versus perhaps most sheets now are a blend of cotton and polyester and that are used in the hospitals because they have to be able to stand up to the high temperatures and the, you know, the various things for cleaning, et cetera, that are, you know, this industry requires that they do. But if you have a family member or you have someone that you have that you're trying to take care of that is a total care patient and you can put linen sheets on their bed, it will really help with the not breaking down their skin. It is going to help with help restore their skin versus break it down, which the cotton and the polyester sheet are, you know, are doing because there's no permeability there, there's no air breathing, things like that. So we see that linen in the medical field and with many medical uses is very, very healing and very restorative. Also, I just accidentally the other day burned my arm as I was ironing and just barely tipped my arm on the iron. And so I put on, just to give a personal example of this, I put on some rose blend oil from Remnant Remedy, and then I wrapped it with a gauze wrap, a linen gauze wrap. And I didn't experience the blistering and the burning sensation that you typically would experience. And it has healed very nicely. And I've used it, I've used linen gauzes on other occasions and things to help promote healing because I know that it's got such a strong signature frequency and it's going to promote healing in my body. With a wound, I know people that have given me testimonies that if they have a headache, they will put on, they'll wrap their head with a linen scarf.
And when you're talking, you're not even talking about the frequency of the colors.
Right.
You know, that white has a different effect on people than black. And
oh, yeah.
Colors.
That's a whole new ballgame. But, I mean, that's a whole other topic that we could really, really get into. But just to kind of encapsulate that topic, the black completely blocks out all light, and the white brings in light and reflects the light, whereas the black does not. Studies have indicated that black does not promote healing, whereas the white does. And all of our products at Levi's Linen are white or natural for that reason, because I don't do white, and Father kind of pulled. I used to wear black all the time, and I don't do that now just because I want what's best, and I want what he wants for me, and he wants us to be well, and he wants us to be healthy.
Yeah, we need to get people to understand, you know, try to get them to see that literally the scriptures are physical and spiritual, in that when you're talking about white, light, or color, you're talking about life and energy.
Absolutely.
When you're talking about black, you're talking about opposite of energy, which is sucking out the light.
Exactly, and that creates death. That creates breakdown and destruction in your cellular structure, especially on your body.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And I really wasn't going to get into much of the colors, but that's the white and the black, literally like night and day. You are looking at life versus the white, which is going to help promote life in your body and your spirit. It's much more uplifting. you did any kind of color studies, you also know that black doesn't lift your spirits. So it really makes a difference in your mood. We've gone over some of the things about the linen and the facts of linen, and I think that's important for folks to understand so that when you start looking at how you can use linen in your home, and one of the ways you can use linen in your home is by having it as your part of your bedding. Many folks are gravitating now, when they start understanding linen, they start having linen sheets in their bed or linen curtains, because it does promote health and a restorative sleep at night. I've got many testimonies from the pillowcases where folks are telling me that they are sleeping better and they fall asleep faster with their linen pillowcases, and that's all they have is just the linen pillowcase, but it has made such a difference in their ability to be able to sleep. And, you know, and we're in such a, and our culture is go, 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 go. In our bodies, we tend to deny ourselves really healthy restorative sleep, and that's one way that we can help promote that is by having the linen. So that's one use of the linen is bedding.
We will return right after a short break. Those in covenant with Yahweh are the Living Stones Tabernacle. The instructions for the Wilderness Tabernacle called for the Holy of Holies to have shesh, or linen curtains that reflect light. Thus, Yahweh's people were dressed in linen, as they were called to reflect His light to the nations. Solomon built a house for Yahuwah, lining the walls with cedar wood and the floors with cypress. Did you know the essential oils of cedar wood and cypress are some of the least expensive? Yet they are some of the most powerful and pleasing to our Heavenly Father, as their aroma filled the tabernacle. Cedar wood has been used to clear the mind, to help focus and when praying or meditating on scripture. It's been suggested to help prevent Alzheimer's, aid arthritis, and repel mosquitoes. Cypress is known to help control bleeding, purify the blood, and reduce lymphatic congestion. Both cedarwood and cypress are used to calm the body, soul, and spirit by simple inhalation. Their aromas are known to soothe the nerves, promoting a good night's sleep. Both have been used to assist the respiratory system. Go to the Hebrew Nation radio store and click on Remnant Remedy for more information about cedarwood and cypress and how they might support the walls and foundation of your Living Stones Tabernacle. Welcome back as we continue part 3 of Shesh.
Another use, and we talked about the medical uses of linen with the, you know, the wraps and things like that. Another use is in the kitchen. You know, we've got this wonderful frequency, this flax linen that is so wonderful for our bodies. Well, why wouldn't it also be wonderful to use in the kitchen and to use near our food? One of the things that I love doing now is the sprout bags and sprouting. The linen sprout bags you would use, we're just going to talk about sprouting for just a second because we didn't get a chance to finish that in the last show, I guess, and now the good time to go ahead and interject that. A lot of people sprout with jars, and you can sprout with various methods, with sprouter, they have just different sprouting kits people have, and you can also sprout with sprout bags. The benefit of having the sprout bags, the linen sprout bags, number one is you have the beauty of the frequency in the sprout bags. You also have the beauty of the linen with the frequency, so that's also helping promote that with your food as you're growing some sprout for your health. Part of the other thing that you do is, as you're growing your sprout in your sprout bag, you have a lot of air permeability. We talked about that earlier. So therefore, the water is going to drain out, and it's not going to create mold, and your sprouts are not going to be as moldy as they could be in some of the other closed containers. The closed containers are great, but you do have to keep an eye out for mold and things like that as you're sprouting. I always recommend to people to use the organic sprouting seeds. Don't use and this is kind of recapping what we talked about the last time, don't use a seed that is meant for your garden. If you use a seed that's meant for your garden, there is a coating on those seeds that is specifically sprayed to protect that seed until it is in the ground, and that can deteriorate. Well, as the seed begins to grow and go into the plant, the effects of that are gone. However, if you use that and you have that coating and you're sprouting, you're going to have that coating and it's going to contaminate your sprout. So use organic seeds that are meant for sprouting, or organic beans. A lot of people are using various things, organic broccoli. There's just so many availability of seeds that are around. So I really, really want to stress that, because I don't want anyone to get sick and use a garden seed. We want to make sure that you use an organic seed for that. The other thing, so when you're using the sprouting bags, They drain quickly. They clean very easily. You can hang them up and just let them dry and drain out. And sprouts are just beautiful. So that is a wonderful method to add into your kitchen. So you not only are you using linen in the kitchen, but you're promoting health in your body by being able to put live food that has frequency into your body, because these are live raw foods with your sprouts. Everything just kind of all ties together when you start to understand what the Father is doing with the frequency usage and how he's given those things to us and the understanding of that. Something else is the kitchen towels in the kitchen. They absorb so much easier. I think it's 30% more than cotton. A lot of us have used cotton for years and years, but I've also seen linen and vintage linen towels, and now I understand why, because they absorb so much more than the cotton. And so I use linen kitchen towels on a regular basis in my home, and so do several people that I know and other family members. We're talking about sprouting and the benefits of sprouting and kitchen towels. That's a great place because the linen is so healthy for your body. So why wouldn't you want to use linen for your skincare? So we would be able to use linen, and I recommend using something like that, for your skincare. And then, of course, as you're cooking, going back to the kitchen, there are so many things you can do with linen. Let's consider linen aprons. And we'll be adding it onto the line. We're adding bread bags and reusable tea bags. There again, when I'm dealing with food, I'm not necessarily dealing with color. I usually stick with white or natural, because I don't want to have any extra dyes that may be in the fabric. And the quality of linen is very important. I personally have a specific choice that I like to use with my linen and specific quality. But you can just go, if you're just getting started, just get what you can. But make sure it says that it's 100% flax linen and that it doesn't have a blend. A lot of the thrift stores, you can purchase linen for pennies, and you can use those items to create other items. If it's a clothing item, perhaps, you can use and downsize it and make something else, create another thing if you sew and if you're crafty and want to do those kinds of things.
That's what one of the things I do besides, like when I like to order my linen by the bulk because it's only like $6 or $7 a yard, but if like the Salvation Army or something, they have, garments from $1 to $3.75, and I can buy the whole garment and cut it and adapt it. I can make towels out of it. I can make wrappings out of it. I've made aprons out of them, and you can't beat that price. Just think creative and don't think that you have to have a pattern, because I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing, is to be creative. When you see something, don't just think that that's the only thing it can be used for. You can use that for something.
A lot of times I also, if I don't want to sew it or it's really nice, I know somebody, I'll just pick them up because I can get them like $1, $2, or $3 and just give them to somebody else.
I just love what linen is all about, and I love the beauty that the Father has given us with the understanding of linen. So using it in the kitchen and using it on our bodies as clothing on our bodies to be dressed and to be prepared are two of the ways that I use in linen the most, and also for sleepwear and for bedding and things like that. But on special order, folks are wanting curtains because let's think about this for a second. One of the properties of linen is that it reflects radiation. So when it reflects radiation, if you're thinking about that on your window and you're thinking about environmental contaminants that could be coming through the light or through in your area, some areas have more radiation than others. So the linen curtains actually will help seal and help protect your environment, your home. That's your safe place. So the curtains help to protect you with that. And just like wearing linen, we're not only wearing it scripturally because the Father told us to wear it, but think about wearing linen and walking outside with the ultraviolet rays. It helps to repel those rays so that we don't soak up what was considered the bad rays from the sun. So that's another beauty, I think, with having linen and having it as part of that. And then you've got things like linen booties. And I actually saw somewhere where there are linen socks. And imagine having linen on your feet because, if you're working and you're walking on your feet and you need something that's going to restore it and not smother. And the synthetic fabrics, a lot of people tend to have breakdown on their skin there. There are so many various things that you can do with linen, putting it on your body. If you're a knitter, you can knit linen dresses. You can knit linen socks. You can sew your dresses and make your own, use a pattern. Find a pattern. If you're sewing or if you're a seamstress, find a pattern that talks about the fabrics on the back. It gives the different fabrics that the pattern is good, you know, works well with. Find one of those that says linen. You know, go ahead and make yourself something. Some people are really great at creating their own patterns. I do that, and I use regular patterns too, so I kind of mix it up a little bit.
One thing, when I first started learning, I was trying to overcome how I'm going to make linen panties. Sorry, guys. But really, the reality came out that we don't need those, and that's not that what they wore in the ancient past days. What you do is you make shorts or pants, basically. And you wear
like
them, and if you're
shorts.
Wearing, and if you're dressing in layered clothing, whether it's skirts or your pants and they're loose, then you can actually wear linen shorts under linen pants or linen skirts, and you've got long tunics. And also, making linen brassieres make a total difference in how you feel and the sweat and et cetera, and it's good and might get rid of a lot of those cancer problems that people are having. They don't realize that a lot of breast cancer can be linked to the restraint of the lymph nodes in the breast.
Right.
You don't get as much support, and we're still working on experimenting with that, but there is a great advantage to also wearing linen under your underclothes.
Absolutely. And I think that's the reason I brought it up, and I just didn't get into that, about the fact that it does make, because it is so healthy for you, that even when they wore them back in the temple days, they just didn't have, you know, they didn't have the hygiene that we have. But even though we have the hygiene that we have today, if you're still putting synthetic garments on, you can still have infection, and your skin will not be breathing and will not be as healthy as it can be. Now, guys, we don't want to leave you out. Boxer shorts are great for the men. And the linen boxer shorts are wonderful for the men as well. And then you can have the shorts for the women. One of the things that I do is I make a linen drawstring, because I'm trying to get away from the elastic, and because that's a synthetic, it's rubber. I'm trying to get away from that on my body. So I'll have drawstrings, and I make my garments with the drawstrings. So we want to make sure that everybody understands what we're saying about how helpful it is in with your hygiene, with your overall health, by being able to wear linen. And it's difficult. I know Nitsa talked about it. It's a difficult transition to put linen on your body all the time. And so it is a transition. So be patient with yourself. Just ask the Father to give you the resources that you need. You know, bring people into your life that may have an understanding that can help you out. We're here to help you. You can reach us through our websites, levislinen.com and remnantremedy.net. And we're here to help you if you have any questions and, you know, would like some more understanding on the benefits of linen and what the Father is doing with that.
I think a lot of times when people find linen, also it's lined with some acrylic or, I don't know, some weird fabric.
Right.
And a lot of people just rip that out. And, you know, I would say that starting to get linen, especially if you can get them on eBay or a thrift store or something, even though they're not pure 100% linen, there's a lot of good usage you can get out of that. And it's a process. You know, how to wash and care for them. A lot of people complain that linen is real wrinkly, but this is what I've discovered so far, that the lighter weight the linen, the easier it wrinkles. What I do is I wash my linen on gentle and cool, gentle water, and then I put it in the, you don't have to do this, so this is the way I do it. And I have a front loader, and I put it in the dryer for maybe 5 minutes, 10 at the most, depending on how much and what I'm drying. And while it's still wet, but I've gotten most of the moisture out, but still wet, I either then go to press it if I want it nice and pressed, or if you shake it out, if it's just right, you know, and it didn't get all, and you got enough moisture out, if you lay them flat, they will actually dry relatively flat and like you almost ironed them.
That's exactly
and you don't
right.
ever want to overheat them. And if you're going to sew, we always wash them in hot water and then we dry them in hot heat before we cut to sew. It's a longer process and you have to iron and everything before you cut. But you're going to get a lot of shrinkage on linen. So if you're going to sew, do that first.
The reason we're stressing the importance of not drying your linen too long is the heat. Because remember, this is a natural fiber. The heat can break down those natural fibers if it's in there too long. Linen is extremely durable and lasts longer than most fiber. In the olden days, linen was left in wills for people. So that's something that to consider. Now, one of the things like the linen tablecloths and things like that we're talking about, linen towels, there are various weights in linen. The heavier weighted linen are things that are used for the towels and tablecloths and things like that. Your lighter weight linen is typically what you would use for your clothing. But you can also use the heavier weight linen for your jackets in the winter. Some gentlemen who use the heavier weight linen for hunting, and it's wonderful, and it's also great for just being outdoors. And, of course, we got that permeability.
Well, our time is up again today. You can learn more about Batya at levislinen.com. Also, Remnant Remedy has a new linen item, which is a linen headband scarf. And between Levi's Linen and Remnant Remedy, there will be more products available. And we also hope to carry 100% pure linen thread for those of you who want to sew. Also, if you would like to purchase 100% pure flax linen fabric, we invite you to go to remnantremedy.net, go down to the bottom and click on Fabric Store. And if you purchase by clicking through our site to their site, you help support this ministry. You also get a good product of linen. We also ask that you would pray about donating to the Wise and Willing Hearts Project, where we make linen sheets and or garments for those who are handicapped, paralyzed, or total bed care patients. We do this by donation. We provide the garments and or bedding sheets 100% free to those families that are in need or the handicapped as Father provides the funds. If you would like to donate, please contact me at remnantremedy.net. Let your garments always be white and let your head lack no shimmin. Shalom.